Hey y'all, welcome back to episode 3 of Wins, Grins, and Sins with Pixar Mom Jen. It is episode 3 already, and I have the video podcast going again. It's a little different this time in terms of how I'm dressed, so you'll have to go check that out. It's rolling right now. They get to see some of, well, those viewers on YouTube get to see a little extra and what kind of goes on behind the scenes, and I talk about my new ideas for the podcast. So anyway, go check the video podcast out on YouTube and please subscribe, and let's get to it. I'm going to answer about 7 or 8 more questions, and then at the end, just throw in a little discussion, and I would love some feedback, some opinions, because I'd like to get to know some of y'all too. And anyway, let's get to it. Here we go. Question number 1. Are you interested in dating? Yes. Yes, I am. That is a very short answer, but I guess to go into detail, it is difficult for me to date, and it's my own fault because I don't get out much. I have very little patience with people these days. So yes, I need to get out more. I'm not on any kind of dating site. I kind of had my fill of those a couple of years ago. That was sad. So yes, I am interested in dating. Let's go on to question number 2. Advice. This is question number 2. Advice to young relationships. I'm going to refer back to my own advice and my own, what I talked about last week was not jumping in too quickly. I see adults, I see grown ass older people, you know, jumping into things and like they're dating a different guy every week or announcing their relationship on social media. And that's another thing. I would say keep it private. I don't know why people wouldn't want to keep it private, but I guess that would be my number 1. Keep it private. Don't jump in too quickly and just really get to know the person. And I'm not sure what your definition of young is. I'm just thinking like 20s, 30s, you know, that age. I think those are 2 solid good pieces of advice to start with. Question number 3. Question number 3. Views on work-life balance. I don't think I've ever had an issue with this because I have always been capable of leaving work at work and home at home. Or at least I've always tried to do my best with that. I don't come home and talk about work. And I mean, unless I have a friend at work. I mean, I did have a friend for a very long time at Emory. And when you're sitting there, you know, with the person for 8-10 hours a day, you do end up getting personal and talking about things. And aside from that, like not bringing your personal things to work, I think I've always been good at that, not doing those type of things. So I would say just that. Try not to bring your home to work and try not to bring work home. And I don't know, maybe that goes back to my childhood. My mother's second husband, he was a mechanic, and all he did was talk about work at home, and I remember hating it. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. So leave the 2 separate. How's that? I tend to do a good job at that. Question number 4. And I chose this one because I get it a lot. I get it a lot. Will you do any boy-girl content, preferably interracial, on your OnlyFans? I made a decision not to do any boy-girl content or girl-girl content on my OnlyFans or Fansly some time ago. Because I guess for personal reasons. And you can go back and listen to the second podcast on that one. Kind of why I get into where I draw the line and why. I won't go into that one here. So to answer your question, no. At least, okay, let me say this. I will never say never. I don't like to say never, okay? Because at one time I said I would never do nude. I had my reasons for saying that. Won't go into that either, but I'm pretty solid. I'm pretty solid. I don't think I will. I don't think I will. Which brings me the interracial part. We're going to go into question number 5. All right. Question number 5 was, have I ever dated a black man? Have I ever been in a relationship with a black man? If so, for how long? If you didn't know, I've only been married once. I was married for, I don't even remember. I've been divorced for 22 years now. But I've been married once, engaged twice after that. But yeah, right after my marriage, I got divorced when when my youngest was 2, and I was really unhappy with myself, and I started to go to the gym for the first time, and that's where my love for fitness started, and it ended up being therapy for me. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. Yes, I have dated a black man. I dated a black man after my divorce. I met him at the gym. He was a personal trainer, and you know, I started training with him, and it ended up being an on and off almost five year relationship. So yes. And then let's see, after that, I was engaged to a white man. Obviously that didn't work. Single for a couple of years, and I was engaged to another white man. Obviously that didn't work. It really didn't work. Got my heart shattered and was going through some other personal issues at that time. And that was a very, very low, dark point in my life. I was very depressed, and I have dated, went on some dates with several black men. So to answer your question, yes, I have dated a black man before, several. And just to give you a little very long back history, I actually dated my first black male in high school. So I've been around. He was my first in high school, and I'll go into that maybe some other time. Man, my high school days were crazy. Maybe I'll go into that some other time. I just said that twice. On to question number, let's see, where am I at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Question number 6. Very short question. Why are you single? Why am I single? I can assure you it's not because I'm crazy, but don't they all say that? I know. I'm really not. As I just said in the last question, or the question before that, whichever question it was, that I had my heart broken about 6 years ago. I've been single for 6 years. And the reason why is because I have a long history of failed relationships. And I think it's kind of toxic when you as a person always blame someone else for you failing, you know? And I think that's what I was doing for so many years. I was blaming the other person. I was like, why does he do this? Why is he cheating? Why is he treating me like shit? Why is he, you know, I was always blaming him and not looking at myself. So that last relationship where I had my heart absolutely shattered, I that was enough for me. Like I said, it was a very dark place in my life. I don't ever want to go back to feeling that way again. You know, mentally was not good. But I had to I had to do some what they call it, soul searching, you know, and like figure out, man, what is wrong? What's going on with your judgment in men? What's going on with your judgment? Why do you keep picking these emotionally unavailable men, these men that like to manipulate you and, you know, emotionally and verbally abuse you? Because that's what my entire marriage was. It was emotional and verbal abuse. And then it just, you know, anyway. Man, I can really go down a rabbit hole with this one. But to make a long story short, I had to do some work on myself, because, you know, childhood wasn't that great. Relationships wasn't, you know, none of my relationships have ever been that great. And honestly, 6 years, even 6 years of working on myself and becoming this confident, amazing, confident woman that I am right now, I still have work to do. I still have work to do. And I just haven't met that man that I feel like is on the same growth level as I am. Number one, have not met him yet. I still think I'm attracting emotionally unavailable men. I'm not going to go into that here, but I still think that's what kind of man I'm attracting. And I don't know why. So the reason I'm still single is because I'm still working on myself, because I don't trust my judgment yet. I think when it happens, I'll know. When I meet him, I'll know. I'm real quick to let go of a situation if I see a red flag. I don't know if I'm being too quick, but, you know, based on past relationships, this has become a very long answer, but it was just too good of a question to just keep it short and simple. You know, it's all about me. It's back to that energy. You know, I have very little energy for nonsense. I mean, like next to none. So if you come at me with some nonsense, or if I feel like the situation is, there's some nonsense going on in the situation, then I'm real quick to let something go these days. Again, is that me pushing off a good man? Because I got a lot of work to do up here. As I said, when I meet that man, he's going to have to be a very patient man, very patient, understanding that I want my space. I love my space. Don't crowd me. Don't be insecure. Don't, you know, everybody's got some jealousy and insecurity. Everybody's got that little bit of it, but I don't like anybody crowding me, man. There's so many things I can get into here, but, that's pretty much the gist of it. I'm still working on me. And whoever gets that finished masterpiece, I'm going to be very, very careful. I'm going to be very careful who gets that. Okay. Question number 7, beach house or cabin in the mountains for a week vacation? I don't know if this has anything to do with the fact that I live 20 minutes away from the beach and I hardly ever go. Because here's what happens usually after 3 or 4 days at the beach. Because when I go to the beach, like we didn't go this year, but I have a group of girls, group of ladies, my ride or dies that I go to the beach with every year. We didn't get to go this year for, you know, personal reasons. Everybody had something going on, but we're going to get back to it next year. But we always go to the beach, and by day 3 or 4, y'all know what? I'm like sick of the sand. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. It's in your drawers. It's in your top. It's in your places that you don't want it to be. It's like, no matter how much you take showers, the sand is everywhere. And it's also hot. I love warm weather, but you know, enough is enough. However, a cabin in the mountains? No, I do not like cold weather. Okay. Don't give me cold weather. I can only take it so cold. But like a cabin in the mountains in Georgia, like the last time I went, I get such a peace and serenity from looking out at nothing but mountains. So I'm definitely going to say a cabin in the mountains for 1 week. I could never get tired of going out on the porch, the back porch, at sunset or sunrise. Holy shit, that is the most amazing sunrise and sunset. And I could never, ever get tired of that. With a blanket, fire, especially if it's got a fire. Oh my God. I could stay out there 24/7. All right. Question number, maybe I do have 8 questions. Hang on. Question number 8. This was an easy one. What's your greatest accomplishment? Okay. Y'all, I don't post my family much on social media, but I can say my greatest accomplishment, I'm not saying I was the perfect mother. God knows I made plenty of mistakes. Like if I could go back, wow. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. My greatest accomplishment is raising my kids. It's raising my kids. I have 3 kids, 2 grandsons. I have two girls and a son. My son's the baby. Got a 29-year-old, 25, and he's about to be 24 this month. Raising them, because my teenagers, they put me through it. They put me through it big time. And there were days, weeks, and months that, you know, single mamas, I know you hear me. I know you know what I'm talking about. Like robbing Peter to pay Paul. Man. Poor Peter. I can't count how many times I did that. And, you know, just being a single mom, like, nobody asked. Nobody asked to be a single mom. That shit is tough. That is the toughest fucking thing that I've ever done in my life. Mentally, physically, financially, you name it. What's my greatest accomplishment? Raising my kids and coming out at the end sane. So, single mama's going through it right now. If you're listening, I see you. And even single dads, you know. I know of some situations where there's some... Anyway, I won't get into that. Let's see if I have a question number 9. Question number 9. I appreciate this question. Y'all really need to see the video podcast for this one. Because I am looking. What's this? Fine and sexy this morning. Okay. Do you work out every day? Or are you just that damn fine and sexy without working out? Okay. I appreciate you. I really, really do. To answer your question... And thank you, by the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I do not work out every day. As a matter of fact, I haven't worked out in like 3 or 4 days. And I'm going to end that today. I'm going to go boxing today. No, I do not work out every day. But I do aim to work out at least a very bare minimum of 3 days a week. But when I'm feeling good, and I aim for 5. But if I don't get the 5, I don't beat myself up for it, because I try to eat right 85% of the time nowadays. And I don't know. I'm sure things are about to start happening, you know? I mean, but some things I'm just not that stressed about, you know? I'm just not that stressed about. 5 years ago, you would have never caught me in a pair of shorts. Never, ever, ever. Like out in public. I always wore leggings, like gym leggings. Because 5 years ago, I was always teaching classes anyway. So that's all I wore. I wore it out in public and everything. So I think, thank you very much for that comment. And I'm looking, well, before I leave here, before I figure out if I'm going to answer any more questions. Nope, that was it. All right, so 9 questions today. Now I'm going to get into a totally different topic. So I'll be back. Last thing I wanted to get your opinion on. Just your opinion. I just like to hear other people's thought process. Because I like to be open-minded. I like to consider other people's opinion. I like to consider other people's thought process doing things. And I'm just curious. What do you think? So the other day, I duetted this girl on TikTok. I'm just gonna let you listen.
Homosexuality and trans people are nothing new. I cannot stand those people that will see a trans person and go, the world is truly coming to an end. As if gay, bi, or trans people did not exist prior to the year 2000.
Okay. Number one. Gay people have been around forever. And I think this. It's been around. It's been around forever. It's nothing new. All right. So I agree with her there. The only reason we know about it now, and there's more of it, is because there's social media. Social media spreads the word faster than anything. We have the news. It's all over the news. 1800s, they didn't have the freaking news. They didn't have social media. They didn't have Facebook. So they just didn't know about it, you know? But it's been around forever.
You see, the problem is that past generations have grown so accustomed to people being in the closet that they don't know how to function when it comes to people being out of the closet. Well, that...
Okay, again. People being out of the closet. There's more people out of the closet now because there's more people in the world than there have ever been, right? There's billions of people in the world. With social media, let's say you got a group of people that might not be comfortable coming out of the closet, but they see all these other people on social media, they see these groups, and they no longer feel alone, so that's why they're coming out of the closet more and more. That's my opinion. It's a very, that's just what I think.
Back in my day, we didn't have all of this. You did. You were just naive, out of touch, uneducated, or all of the above. So I'm not here to convince you to be for or against the LGBTQI+ community. I'm just here to tell you to read a book. Because their community has history as well. Well before the 2000s. Homosexuality.
Yeah. So it's nothing new. And it's not going to go away. So my point was not to... I'm not trying to change your perspective on whether or not you agree on this. I could care less if you agree with it or not, honestly, at the end of the day. But what I'm saying is people are in an uproar because they're thinking it's being pushed down your throat. It's nothing different than, I think I stopped watching the news when COVID hit because I actually felt myself getting paranoid because it was something new, something crazy going on in the world. And every time I watched the news, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die tomorrow. You know, I mean, it was awful. So I was like, fuck this. I'm not watching the news anymore. I'll get bits and pieces of information where I like to get my news. And sadly, I find out a lot of stuff on social media. And then if it's something I want to learn more about, then I go do my own research. I don't let somebody else decide for me how I feel about something. So anyway, my point was to change your perspective on how you think about it being pushed down your throat. Because number one, again, it's not going away. It's not going away. Did you hear me? It's not going anywhere. So I'm not saying you have to accept it. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying you have to accept it. But work on your perception of how you think it. Think about it. Are you going to let it ruin your day every fucking day? Every day you hear about it, are you going to let it ruin 10 minutes of your life or 15 minutes of your life? Or I'm not. Whether I agree with it, none of your business. Whether I think it's right or wrong, none of your business. Those are my personal views, and I will keep them to myself. And if that changes how you feel about me, then oh well. But I'm not the kind of person that's not going to like somebody based on their views, or I'm going to base my opinion of you on how you treat people. If you're a queer and you treat people like shit, then I'm not gonna like you. If you're a queer and you treat people nice and respectful and like a human being, then I love you. I love you. And then there was a comment, I'm not gonna go into it right now, about the mental, you know, the mental state and how it's hurting our children. Let me see if I can find that. Maybe it was not in this one. Okay. LGB is legitimate. I have no rebuttals against that. It's the TQI+ that we all have problems with since it's a severe psychiatric problem and should be. Okay. I'm going to have to do my own research on that comment because, like I said, LGBTQ. Anyway. The way I feel about that is this country has a severe psychiatric problem anyway. I mean, not saying that this should be excused or whatever. Like I said, I need to do more research on this TQI+ that he's talking about. But the U.S. as a whole, where is our mental health state? Where is it? Our mental health state in the U.S. has been a problem for a long time. A long, long time. And with my short work in the nonprofit world and working with, you know, addicts and people who are dependent on opioids, I was in the hospital and I saw some of the mental state that some of just a little piece of it. I got a little piece of it. And it's sad. It really is. So the severe psychiatric problem didn't start here, sweetie. It's been around. It's been around for a long time. And the US should be ashamed for not putting mental health above a lot of other things. That's all. I just wanted to get your opinion. I want to know, like, how do you feel? What do you feel? Do you feel it's being pushed down your throat? Like, what's your perspective on this? How do you choose to deal with it if you're not in agreement with it? How are you choosing to deal with it? That's what I want to know. Thank you all for listening. And as always, if you have questions, comments, please follow along, subscribe. All of my social media platforms are Pixar Mom, PIXXARMOM. Go subscribe there. And hope to see you guys next week. I'll be answering some more questions, doing some more questionnaires on Instagram. So see y'all next week. And I think the video podcast is going to be much, much more interesting in the weeks to come. All right. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. See y'all next week. Make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.